with this KLEM Sports Update. For this Tuesday, May 27th, I'm KLEM Sports Director Daniel Versteg. Coming your way tonight here on KLEM Radio with online audio at KLEM1410.com, we'll bring you a season-opening matchup in softball as the Galen Catholic softball team welcomes in West Sioux to open the 2025 softball season. Our coverage begins right around 7:30, about 7:15 or so, with first pitch anticipated to start around 7:30 or whenever the JV contest wraps up. Can catch the contest as Galen Catholic softball opens their season tonight against West Sioux. Can hear it right here on KLEM Radio. Well, of course, with yesterday being the Memorial Day holiday, we really don't have anything to tell you about that happened in the sports world yesterday. So we're going to catch you up on a college commitment that took place in the recent week or so. That comes from Lamar's Community Now graduate, Sebastian McGregor, who on Wednesday signed his letter of intent to attend Avila University in Missouri and play both baseball and bowling. And Avila is a smaller NAIA school near Kansas City, Missouri, meaning it is not immediately on a kid's radar around this area anyway. McGregor says he enjoys the idea of being a little farther away from home at a new place.
I kind of like the distance. I was looking for a school that was about 4 hours away. Didn't want to be extremely close. Didn't want to be extremely far away, though. Very good bowling program. They are top in the conference the last, like, 8-10 years. Very well coached. Coach Wolf, very excited to be part with him. Baseball program, too, I'm going to go down and play with. Coach Carpenter, they're on the rise right now. They're putting down some really good competition down there, and I'm really excited to play for both teams at the school.
Now, multi-sport athletes are quite commonplace in high school. They are a bit more of a rarity in college, and there certainly are not many who play baseball and bowl at the same time in college. McGregor says he recognizes the uniqueness of the opportunity.
It definitely is unique. We've talked about it with both coaches. Usually your bowlers are a little bit more introverted, aren't outgoing as the baseball players are, where the baseball players are going to be more crazier, you know. So I feel like I can fit both. I'm excited to do both. It'll be interesting just to see how much time I spend with each team. It'll be fun, though. Definitely excited for it. Obviously, don't see very many of them, but I'm excited that they're all in on it.
And McGregor's going to be a busy guy when it comes to playing two sports and with his field of study, which is kinesiology. But McGregor tells us he likes it that way.
I love being busy. I hate just sitting at home doing nothing. Always got to be doing something. Academically, I'll be studying kinesiology, which will definitely be extra on itself there too. But I mean, I've always enjoyed doing both. Picked up bowling a lot later than I started doing baseball, but I don't want to give either one of them up. And Coach Wolf, Coach Carpenter, they're definitely willing to let me do both, and I'm so excited to do both.
And of course, in the college world, competition gets better both as a team and for an individual. New opportunities will present McGregor that the high school level just didn't have the resources to give him. He says college bowling gives you a different oil pattern, and that makes competing different.
Bowling-wise, obviously all of our shots are on our normal house shot where the oil's a lot drier on the outside. It's more forgiving. We're in college. The oil patterns that they practice on, that they play on, it's insane how hard and challenging it is. So bowling-wise, definitely excited for the new competition in the oil aspect.
And when it comes to baseball, McGregor says he is looking forward to being around guys who are there to play the sport at a high level.
On the baseball field, just looking to play with guys that's they're there to play baseball. Because obviously in the high school level, yeah, we're all there to play, but some of us were never going to play again. We're at the collegiate level, they're there to play baseball. They got their dreams, everything set to play. So I'm looking forward to playing with guys that want to be there, want to play, have the mentality that we're going to get better every single day and better competition too.
And with McGregor wrapping up his final sports season later this summer, he reflected on the people in each sport that had an impact on his playing career. He says his coaches have been great to work with during all of his time in competition.
Can't do anything without them. Brady here at the bowling alley has been phenomenal. Back when I started doing this in middle school PE bowling, he's like, hey, you should come out and try this. And I did it. Coach Jones on the boys' side, I mean, he's been there every single practice for the last 4 years. Definitely he's done a lot for me to help me get there. Coach Eckstein on the baseball side, he's definitely baseball being five-year sports, he's been there for the last 5 years. All the hours in the cages, taking ground balls before practice, after games, he's definitely been there. Couldn't do it without any of the coaches.
And looking ahead, Sebastian McGregor's first competition at Avila is scheduled for sometime in late October when the team competes in Wichita, Kansas. Best of luck to Sebastian McGregor on this awesome opportunity he has to both bowl and play baseball in college, again at Avila University near Kansas City, Missouri. Well, taking a look at some sports news that came out yesterday, the Iowa Girls Coaches Association released some all-region girls golfers. Let's take a look at the accolades that Plymouth County is bringing in. First in the Class 1A, all-region 1 team. It is Kingsley Pearson's Jordan Sitzman, who was named to that all-region team for her play this season on the golf course. Sitzman has been the top golfer for the Panthers, rocking an 18-hole average under 90 at 89.25, and a 9-hole average of 49.7. She was the top golfer in the Western Valley Conference for the third year in a row, and later this week will be participating in the state girls golf meet. Again, Kingsley Pearson's Jordan Sitzman named to the all-region team in Class 1A Region 1 for girls golf. Also on that team, you need a head coach of the year, and Akron Westfield girls head coach Stephen Husk was named the Class 1A Region 1 girls golf coach of the year. Husk led the Westerners to a Warrigal Conference championship and a state tournament berth in his first year after taking over from legendary head coach Todd Colt. Four of Akron Westfield's top golfers have an 18-hole average under 100 on the season, showing some incredible depth developed by the team. And again, Akron Westfield head coach Stephen Husk was named the Class 1A Region 1 Girls Golf Coach of the Year. This came out from the Iowa Girls Coaches Association yesterday. Let's turn our attention now to the sports schedule for today, where it is jam-packed with more postseason opportunities. We're going to start with some postseason soccer around the area. Boys soccer in Class 3A Substate 1 going to be a great matchup on the pitch tonight at Lamar's Community Stadium as the Bulldogs battle the Storm Lake Tornadoes for the third year in a row in the postseason. This was the Substate final last year at Buena Vista. Gosh, that's going to be a good soccer matchup. The Bulldogs hosting the Tornadoes in the 2-versus-3 seed matchup in that substate. In the 4-versus-1 matchup at Spirit Lake Park, Okoboji at Spencer. Some other boys soccer matchups of note around the area in Class 1A Substate 1, Kemper Catholic is at West Sioux and Western Christians at Unity Christian. In Class 2A Substate 1, Sergeant Bluff Luton plays host to Sheldon Siblio Cheaton and Sioux Center host Humboldt. In Class 2A Substate 8, Bishop Heelan welcomes Harlan and MOC Floyd Valley is at Nevada. In Class 3A Substate 8, Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson is at Des Moines Hoover. Glenwood is at Lewis Central. In Class 4A Substate 1, Sioux City East is at West Des Moines Valley. Sioux City North hosts Southeast Polk. And in Class 4A Substate 4, Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln is at Waukee Northwest, while Des Moines East is at Johnston. On now to the golf course, where it is state tournament week for our golfers. And in boys action, we have two teams that will be representing our listening area and showing why we've got some really good golfers out here. Akron Westfield Boys Golf is in competition at South Hills Golf Course in Waterloo for day one of the Class 1A state meet. Also competing in day one, it is the MMCRU Boys Golf team at Gates Park Golf Course in Waterloo. That is where the Class 2A state meet is being held. We'll give you an update after day one is over, both on social media and on our airwaves coming up tomorrow during the KLEM sports update. Let's take a look at the sports. Take a look now at the softball schedule for today, as it is the first day of softball competition for our area teams. Technically, they could play yesterday, but not many did due to the Memorial Day holiday. In the Missouri for Activities Conference in softball tonight, Lamar's community softball team opens their season hosting Sioux City West. Sergeant Bluff Luton is at Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln, and Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson's at Sioux City East. All those are double headers, of course. In the Wargo Conference in softball. Our contest tonight brings you Galen Catholic hosting West Sioux. Coverage starts around 7:15 with first pitch somewhat scheduled for 7:30. Akron Westfield is at Hinton in softball. MMCRU is at Trinity Christian. It's Hartley Melvin Sanborn at George Little Rock, and Harris Lake Park is at South O'Brien. In the Western Valley Conference in softball, Kingsley Pearson opens their season tonight at Ridgeview. West Monona is at MVAOCOU. It's OABCIG at Woodbury Central, and Lawton Bronson is at Westwood. In baseball tonight in the Missouri River Activities Conference, Lamar's Community Boys look to bounce back as they welcome in Sioux City West. It's Sergeant Bluff Luton at Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln and Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson's at Sioux City East. Wargo Conference in baseball, Galen Catholic plays host to West Sioux tonight. MMCRU's at Trinity Christian, Hartley Melvin Sanborn's at George Little Rock, and it's Harris Lake Park at South O'Brien. Worth noting, the Akron-Westfield-Hinton baseball game has been postponed a bit due to, of course, Akron-Westfield boys golf making the state meet this week. In the Western Valley Conference, Kingsley Pearson baseball opens their season this week. They host Lawton Bronson. Westwood is at MVAOCOU. It's Coon Rapids Baird at Ridgeview, and Boyer Valley is at Siouxland Christian. Well, for more sports news, be sure to check out our website, KLEM1410.com. Follow us on Twitter as well for up-to-date sports news and notes at KLEM Sports. And tune in tonight to the opener of the 2025 softball season. It's Galen Catholic hosting West Sioux. You can hear it all right here tonight on KLEM Radio. Well, this has been your Tuesday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteg.